this sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Are the Halloween vibes up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in. All right, let's get into it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Thanks for starting the morning off with us. Breeze?
Good morning.
How we doing this morning?
We're thriving. Thriving. Yeah, I wanted to go to, I'm going to Massachusetts tomorrow, and I wanted to go to Salem for Halloween, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's too busy.
It's very busy.
Too busy, especially this time of year. So, everyone stay safe tonight. Carry your flashlights and your glow sticks when you're walking around.
And your brass knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball and chain with the spikes at the end.
And hit up that Halloween neighborhood in Irondequoit.
That's right.
The one that goes absolutely all out. So,
lot of fun neighborhoods to be running the streets tonight. And like I said, it's going to be 77 for the high today, you guys. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
All right, who is here? Good morning, guys, and happy Halloween. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in. My vibes are great. For the first time in 28 years, I don't have anything to do today. So I'm going to hand out candy and watch scary movies with my husband. Enjoy the day, guys. Wait, Amy. How do you not have anything to do today, considering the fact you have 17 kids and 29 grandchildren?
I was going to say, don't you have 30 grandkids? She's got nothing
make
to do.
Make it make sense, Amy.
Well, enjoy it, Amy.
Whatever. She is a very active parent and grandparent, so she deserves a day off. Every day she's texting in, we're going here, we're going there, we're going, you know, all over the place. I'm like, oh my God, can I come? Who else is here? We have Kristen here. She says, happy Halloween to my favorite morning show in The Rock. You guys are spooky.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's all about treats today and no tricks.
I know. What happened to our, I thought we were doing a Halloween video. No? No costumes?
No costumes today.
No costumes.
I'm wearing my traditional Ghostbusters t-shirt today. So if that doesn't scream Halloween, Breeze, I don't know.
I'm wearing my pajamas today, so I'm a sleepy girl.
Well, you need all new clothes, so that's your new wardrobe. I don't know what the hell happened last night. I go to bed. The Yankees are winning 5-0. I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. I wake up. The Dodgers win the series 7-6.
Hot take. I'm so happy. I'm so glad it's over. I'm so glad nobody's talking about it anymore.
I mean, what? How do you crumble like that? What happened?
These things happen all the time, unfortunately. I'm just kind of glad that we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Talk about what? Nobody's setting
the World Series.
When have we talked about it?
No, not us. Everyone, collectively. Like, everyone's like, did you see, like, Romeo blew his shoulder out? I'm like, let's just move on.
You hate anything sports wise. I don't know why.
I mean, did you see my video of me going through a table last night at the Bills game?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm a huge sports girl. Massive.
When it comes to jumping on tables, yes.
Yes, for sure.
That's totally you.
Who else is here before we get going? Gina's here. She says, I'm so excited to hand out candy tonight with my boyfriend. It's the first time in our apartment, and I can't wait. Trunk or treat.
Did anybody else get guilt-tripped into buying the full-size candy bars? Because everybody's trying to one-up their neighbor?
See, we talked about this yesterday with our girl, Devin. When it comes to one-upping somebody in regards to kids receiving something, the only person really benefiting is these children, which, I mean, get your bag, pop off, you know what I mean? But I just love the how you're in a competition with somebody, whether it be a spouse, an ex-spouse, a neighbor, and the kids are like, keep fighting, please, because we're just absolutely reaping the benefits.
Yeah, I just feel like Halloween's changed a ton. You know, you just don't see kids throwing poop on a doorstep anymore and setting it on fire. Now that's Halloween right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Gorgeous.
All right, guys. Vibes are up this morning, Breeze. I know you're going to Boston this weekend, which is mm-hmm. awesome.
Very excited for that.
Cool, cool.
I've been to Boston more this last year than I have like my entire life, so I love it.
It's a great city.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to go hang with the brother tonight and some of the parents, my parents, my sister-in-law.
Like I have multiple sets of parents.
The kids. I mean, they're all going to my brother's house. We do, like last year, we did the fire pit and hand out candy and all that stuff. So it's going to be a good time. I'm going to swing by there real quick and then most likely go meet some friends out. But
be safe, please.
Speaking of going out, it's been more than a month since Rochester Police Department in the city of Rochester implemented that special event zone down on East and Alexander. Is it working? And do a lot of these bar owners want to end up just getting rid of it altogether? Do they want to lift those restrictions? We'll tell you how they're feeling and what they plan on doing this weekend coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It has been more than a month since the Rochester Police Department in the city of Rochester implemented that special event zone where they put the roadblocks and other restrictions at East and Alexander. But after a busy weekend, I mean, with the Halloween parties, they had that Bill's Block Party that, I mean, last Sunday it looked like it was a huge success. You were there.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. We had a blast.
The question being asked is, how are businesses owners feeling about this? And it seems after a month, businesses are still pretty split on street closures. Because the city is now allowing everyone over 18, where it was 21, to enter the entertainment district after 10 on Saturdays. But some are still calling for more, you know, rollbacks on the restrictions. One owner says, we've been meeting with the city weeks on this. I'm glad they're here. Glad they recognized our neighborhood. I'm glad they recognized some of the problems we're having down here. But I think they're finally starting to adjust some of the things that they were doing. It seems like they came out the gate a little hot. Mm-hmm. The ID requirement is gone. And a lot of complaints about that took place. And he says, I agree. You should not have to show your identification to walk from point A to point B. But as of now, some say they've seen little to no impact on their businesses following these closures and are just really glad to see the area become a little safer for the patrons and employees alike. So
they should love this. I mean, it's definitely driving more business to their establishments.
Yeah, I mean, just in the last month alone, I don't know. I think it's been great. But now it's not 21 anymore to enter. Now it's 18. It doesn't look like you need to show ID. But in the beginning, the first couple of weeks, they were patting you down. You can bring backpacks in through there. They're just trying to keep it as safe as possible. Because God knows there was bad news showing up every single weekend on the news of what happened on East and Alexander Street.
Yeah.
So as of now, they're going to keep it going. But some businesses are like, nah, it makes no difference to me. Get rid of the barricades.
Be gone with the barricades.
No. The reason why it's been so great down there in the last couple of weeks is because people do feel safe going down there.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know? Yeah. Let's switch it up a little bit. We can't spend all our time at the cannery, can we?
No, we can't.
There's an elephant in the room this morning, and by the looks of your messages, it may be time for There I Said It. Breezy and I, we're going to give you a chance to clear the air and share all of your unpopular opinions this Halloween. Send us your messages now, 585-252-9800. We'll get to them coming up next on the show.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. All right, let's get into it this morning and clear the air. Let's change it up a bit. Let's hear a few unpopular Halloween opinions this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to reach us. You can call, you can text. Where's our friends at?
They are here and ready to vibe out. This person says, I'm excited for Halloween as a 52-year-old. There, I said it. As you should be, Queen. Yeah. Pop all the way off.
Age is just a number. Is it not? Is it not?
It really is.
Oh, look who's here. Big Ed. Big Ed says any single person who has an inflatable on their front yard is considered white trash. There, I said it.
Any single person?
Any single person.
Okay. Sure. This person says, I hate Halloween. There, I said it. Wow. Okay. See, mine for today is, well, I have a couple, but mine for today is like, I'm pretty mid on Halloween. I feel like meh about the whole thing. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It's not something like I woke up this morning. I honestly kind of forgot it was Halloween. I dressed up. I did my thing. I went to the party. But it's just kind of like meh. And my other one for today is I'm very, very ecstatic that the World Series is over. There, I said it. I'm so sick of hearing, it's so close, they're winning, they're losing. Like, I'm over it. We're done. Thank you so much, Dodgers, for putting an end to it all.
Yeah, it was very disappointing to watch. Chelsea says, I don't understand people who don't shower first thing in the morning. If people only knew the dirty things that took place in their sheets at night, it is so beyond gross. There, I said it. Well, you shower when you're able to shower, I guess. What's the longest you've ever gone without showering?
4 days?
4 days? Where were you? In the woods?
No, it was just like last week.
What were you doing that it took so long?
Well,
okay. Rotting in bed?
For me, like, if I don't work out, I don't feel as inclined to shower. But I work out almost every day, so I have to shower. Unfortunately, sometimes showering is just too much admin, though.
Been really struggling lately between the bar soap or the loofah. I'm not really sure which direction to take.
I've gone 2 weeks though without washing my hair.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Doesn't it smell?
Yeah.
There's one restaurant I always go into, and I won't go in unless I really have to. I can be in there for 30 seconds, and as soon as I walk out, I smell like a deep fryer for the rest of the month. God, it's awful. What's up, Chris? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Everyone who works remote is honestly some of the most stupid people I've ever met. It just makes you lazy and unproductive. It really? How do you figure? I know people making $200,000 a year working from home.
And they're not doing much.
They're not really doing it. Well, I'm on my lunch break.
I'm like, it's like, six.
God. Oh, good for you guys, man.
This person says, payphones should have been kept up. There, I said it. What about in case of emergencies or rare occurrences when your phones are dead? That is not a rare occurrence for me.
No, they still got that.
That is an everyday moment.
About one janky payphone on Monroe Ave. Anyone seen it?
The one in Pittsburgh Plaza?
Is there one in Pittsburgh Plaza?
It looks like a London one. It's red.
Oh, you're talking about the phone booth.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's there.
That's a perfect place to go get a photo.
I don't think it works, but... Oh, don't worry, I did.
You know what I think? I think we skip Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas. There, I said it.
Nope.
I'm all for it. Anyone else?
Flowers.
Anyone else?
No.
Let's skip Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas, because you know after tonight, tomorrow being November 1st, that's it, baby. Mariah Carey is coming out.
Coming out to play.
Does anybody set up their Christmas tree on November 1st?
People set up their Christmas tree in September. I know people who's have ornaments literally all scattered around the house. I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like that's maybe overkill.
Chill.
Okay, all right.
This person says, overworked and underpaid. There, I said it. Get in line, Stephanie.
Yeah, Stephanie, join the club. Jess says,
you're not special.
My mom thinks that the pet costumes on Halloween are cruel. She's a diehard PETA lover. And tonight, I'm dressing up as a chicken with its head cut off.
Right.
I'll send pictures and videos.
Please do.
Hi, Moose, Breezy on air. Send them over. Hannah, you got one for today? Good morning. Hi.
She's like, meh.
Do you even want to be here today?
She's tired. She's trying. She's thinking about her costume. She's going to Nashie's later.
You are going to Nashie's later.
Here
What's popping
comes.
Off?
My opinion this morning is that homemade costumes are way more fun than store-bought costumes. There, I said it.
We did talk about this already, Hannah, but thank you so much for the original take.
I like homemade costumes.
I do too. I do too.
A good homemade costume. Can't beat it.
I mean, it's the originality behind the whole thing. Like, it's original. It's fun. No one is going to have it. It's good. It's good vibes.
That's true, for sure. And then let's get over to our friend Dave this morning on this beautiful Halloween morning. By the way, 77 for the high today, you guys. We're about to set a record. Dave says, it's incredible how women have found a way to make every single Halloween costume slutty. There, I said it.
Of course.
I am not complaining. I'm just making an observation. A slutty insurance agent? You ladies, you can, there's nothing you won't think of.
I'm Jalissa from State Farm. Okay.
98PXY Traffic.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Our listener Abe reached out to us, and he let us know that his best friend's son, he says, my best friend's son I've been looking after since his death, asked me if he can start calling me dad. Would it be weird or wrong for me to start allowing this? Somewhat of a touching message this morning, and I figured why not share this for Parental Confidential. Abe's been listening to the show for a long time.
Okay.
Here's the original message we got from him this week. It says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning. I'll try and keep this short, especially if you end up reading it on the air. My neighbor passed away 2 years back. He was a single father. He was one of my closest friends. He was in his mid-30s and one of my closest friends since childhood. He was ill for several years before his passing. He made me promise that I'd look after his kid if anything happened, and I agreed, and I meant it. I had already been helping out a lot with him before his passing due to his failing health. I expected if I ever was going to have to take over fully for there to be more of a slower transition with the chance to say goodbye at some point. It was all very sad when it all happened, because he ended up passing away from a tragic accident and not his illness.
Mm.
And immediately following his death, his 7-year-old son came to stay with me. And before I had been told what had happened, the kid had already asked the police to bring him across the street to me that night. And words cannot express how quickly my heart sank when I saw this kid staring off into space at my front door with two police officers on either side of him. And we got visits from social workers from time to time for most of the first year, but we have really been left on our own since. It's been 2 years now. And the other night I took him out to dinner and he looked at me and he said, you know, can I start calling you dad? And I was incredibly touched, but also taken back. I really didn't know what to say. And I told him, yeah, we can discuss it. This past Monday, I was really excited about the idea when I shared the news with a coworker. She told me I should probably have just have him continue to call me the nickname he has always called me, or refer to me as uncle or something, which he's never called me, so I'm not down with that. She's trying to make it sound like I'm trying to paint over or somehow disrespect his father. And now that has me worried that he might grow up to feel the same and maybe resent me. I guess I'm just looking for some advice. Would it be weird or wrong for me to start allowing this? I think it's not the kind of thing I can undo once I commit to a change this big. So I just want to be sure I do everything right. And now my coworker has me doubting myself.
Interesting.
And that came in from our buddy Abe there.
That's a hard thing to be a part of.
Yeah. And he's not wrong. You commit to that. You can't go back.
Right.
And it sounds to me at this point, it's been a couple of years. It sounds like that's his dad now. If it were up to me, I'd say 100%, let the kid call you dad. If he's been in your care for that long, I mean, what's going to change at this point?
I don't know. I totally understand where she's coming from, because you're not his dad. You know what I mean? You're just not. And it's not like the dad just up and left out of nowhere one day. You know how sometimes if people's father figures leave and then their parent gets a new spouse or whatever, and then they're like, that's my dad. It's not like that. Like, he passed. So I do think it's a sensitive topic. I do think it's different, though, because he was the one who initiated the ask. So
yeah, I mean,
it's not like Abe's over here saying, you're going to call me dad now. Like, he's the one, the kid is the one who wanted to do it.
What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. Give us a call or a text. Audrey weighed in. She said, Audrey says, nah, you're a dad now. Own it. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. The kids certainly think so. So some random coworker who hasn't lived it doesn't get a say.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody else is in your shoes, Abe. I mean, first of all, good on you for picking
stepping
up this,
in.
Yeah, stepping in like that. How many people would actually do that?
Right. This person says, instead of dad, maybe he can call him his own version of pops or papa. I mean, there's 100 different things you could say that people use to describe their dad. This person says, not me crying in my car at 7 a.m. What a sad story. I would let the child call him dad if the child wants to. He will always be remembered. He will always remember his actual father who passed, though.
Yeah, Matt says, your coworker does not have your best interests at heart. Don't listen to her. There's always someone who tries to suck the joy out of everything. The fact that you open your home to this kid with no hesitation says a lot about you. Let the child call you dad. It was his idea, but it sounds like you practically already are.
Right. For sure.
That's what it sounds like.
This is...
Oh,
this
somebody is else tough. Is crying.
Somebody else is crying.
I'm 8 weeks pregnant, so very hormonal. But I'm tearing up listening to what a good guy Abe is. He doesn't owe anyone anything. And there are so many guys out there today who don't show up in their kid's life. Abe, let this child call you dad if he wants. You're a hero in his eyes. I'm sure he appreciates hearing that. But
absolutely.
He said he went into work Monday. And he obviously put some thought into this. And he was filled with joy by the thought of it. And then his coworker came and pretty much deflated the whole idea. Now he's doubting himself.
This person texts in, long time stepson here. It's up to the kid.
It is.
This person says, it's the kid's choice. That man should feel honored and accepted. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Accepted as such, because like I said at the beginning, he's the one that came up with this idea. It's not
right.
Like anyone else put it in his head.
Yeah, I think at this point it really is about the child. It's not about Abe or his feelings at this point anymore. It's really about what does that kid need? What does he want?
Mm-hmm.
And clearly he wants to be able to call Abe dad.
Right.
He's been in his care for a couple of years. I don't think he's old enough to remember his dad. He was probably traumatized in what happened. I don't know what that tragic accident was, but who's the first person he went to? Walked right across the street to Abe's house.
Right.
My ex is a deadbeat. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and her dad walked out 6 years ago. Good for you for stepping up, Abe. Phil is here. Phil says your friend would want his child to feel safe and happy, and right now he needs a dad to feel that way. You are that dad.
This person says, I don't think it's disrespectful to his biological father. I think the poor boy just wants some sense of normalcy, and that is his dad now.
Yeah.
That does not replace his biological father from the passing.
Yeah. And, you know, Abe's best friend who passed, the original biological father, said, promise me whatever happens to me, you'll take care of my son.
Right.
And that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the boy wants
He's doing right by him for sure.
Yeah, 100%. He wants to just be able to call him dad and say,
yeah.
Why not? Let him. These are all great messages. Thank you, guys. And Abe, thank you so much for the vulnerability this morning. That's a tough situation, but you're doing right by that kid.
Absolutely.
And everybody obviously on the text line here agrees. So thank you, guys. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
People are probably going to think I'm obsessed with chicken, but I mean, just my last two stories, yesterday and today, I'm going to be talking about a chicken store. So send it. Yesterday, I was talking about that cocaine raid in Fairport at Cluck If You Buck.
Yeah.
So that's fun. And then today, I want to share some news. A new Chick-fil-A has been proposed in Citygate Plaza in Rochester.
Really?
Pop off.
All right.
The restaurant would take place as soon as the Monroe County wants to demolish the institutional waste building. It's soon to be demolished, but there's no plans just yet. The plan includes a 2-lane drive-through, patio seating, and the developer says it's a part of an ongoing redevelopment program for the City Gate Plaza, which we know has been taking place. And then the other plans include a new hotel, a bank, and of course, the Topgolf driving range that we talked about many, many moons ago. But yeah, they're trying to just revamp it because the only thing there currently is the Costco. So they want to just like make it more of a destination location. Not that Costco isn't a destination location. You know, I spend hours on end in there in any given week, but Chick-fil-A will be going in there if everything goes as planned.
Yeah, I was hoping they were going to put it in Marketplace Mall. But then I started thinking, how are they ever going to be able to compete with that Ethiopian restaurant in there?
Yeah, and also it's like basically a hospital now, so go clog your arteries and then head on over. Sounds good.
Oh, we absolutely love it. All righty. Coming up, it's back and hopefully better than ever. It's Boomer versus Zoomer on PXY Mornings. Intern Hannah and myself, we're going to go head-to-head in trivia with a series of questions that Breezy's going to give us. We're about to find out just how well we know each other's generation. That's coming up next on the show.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance.
It's back and hopefully better than ever. It's Boomer versus Zoomer on PXY Mornings. Intern Hannah and myself are going to go head-to-head in trivia. Breezy's going to ask us a series of questions. And we got to figure out how well do we really know each other's generations?
Yes. So, okay, obviously Moose is not a boomer. That's obvious. He's a millennial. But I thought it just sounded better for Boomer versus Zoomer. And I actually got this game for Christmas 2 Christmases ago. And it's millennials versus Zoomers.
Right.
So I have these cards in front of me. So, Hannah, I'm going to read you and ask you the millennial questions. Moose, I'm going to read you and ask you the Zoomer questions.
Got it. Okay, we have our bell. Hannah, you got your bell? There it is. There.
Why don't we shift a little bit for the camera's purposes?
All right, we got to figure out, you're going to keep score, right?
Yes, I will keep score.
All right. It's one last thing I have to worry about.
Hannah, how are you feeling this Thursday Halloween morning? Because this is a big deal. This is a huge deal.
I am feeling super confident this morning.
Well, that's sad.
Super confident.
I'm feeling pretty damn good myself, Breezy. Thank you.
All right. Let's do it. Moose, we're starting with you.
With that.
Moose.
Yes.
What does bop mean?
What does bop mean?
Yeah.
Bop. Like bop it, flick it, kick it, stick it.
We're not the 90s. Simply not the 90s. Come on. What does
you
bop
know what
mean?
Bop means? Oh, you do? Okay. Bop means to, I'm. It's abbreviation, right?
No.
Oh, it doesn't. It just, what is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have 3 seconds.
Oh, to like, to bop, to get over it. Get over it.
It's a really good song. So, it's a really good song. That's a bop.
Oh, the bop is an actual song itself?
It's just, no, it's just, if you hear a song and it's really good, you're like, oh, that song's a bop. All right.
Nobody's
cool.
First of all, hold on a second. Have you ever heard?
I've actually used it.
Where?
Multiple times. A lot of the songs we play on this station.
You said that word on the show.
Absolute bop. Yes, of course I have.
Okay. Then
what do you think this is? All right, Hannah.
So ready.
Here we go. What did Netflix offer before it became a streaming platform?
Oh, can we steal?
Oh, they sold. They sold books, of course.
I think you're getting confused with Amazon, sweetie. Oh, they were a DVD rental by mail service. You guys are awful.
Why can't I steal? We can steal.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I could have told you what it is.
Okay, then we'll go. We'll go from moving forward because she could have stole your bop too.
Oh yeah, that's so true. All right. Okay.
All right, Moose. This is a good one.
Let me have it.
What condiment does Beyonce have in her bag during the song Formation?
Hot sauce.
Yeah! One for Moose. Okay, don't admit that, Hannah.
Sorry.
Hannah, mm-hmm. Teens and college students in the 90s were the greatest users of what instant messaging application?
MySpace.
Wrong, Hannah. I'm so sorry. Do you want to steal, Moose?
I'm going to go ahead and say AOL Instant Messenger.
Yes, King.
Oh, crushing it.
Oh, dear. All right.
Giving myself a big old pat on the back this morning. Go ahead, Bruce.
Moose, what song skyrocketed Olivia Rodrigo into becoming a Gen Z household name? What song of hers?
Is it Drive?
It's not.
Hannah. I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Driver's License.
Boom! Oh. Hannah's got it.
Okay, you know what? I can't get 50% for
no,
that.
No, you can't. I'm so sorry.
Whatever.
I'm so sorry. All right, Hannah. In 1996, what children's toy with three simple sensory commands was released?
Bop It?
Yeah! Yes! Hannah, you guys are tied. 2-2.
All right. Let's
all right.
This is. I'm starting to sweat.
I know you are. I know you are. All right, Moose. Here we go. What does cap mean?
Bust a cap in someone's ass.
Absolutely not. Also, you can't describe the word meaning with the word. Hannah.
It's a lie.
Yes, what? It is
who's
a lie.
Who's Moose, that?
It's actually so funny because I actually asked you this with our last intern. This was a question. I'm so glad you're retaining all this info. So glad. All right. I'm going to do one more for each of you.
All right. I'm going to go. I got this. Go ahead.
Oh, gosh.
What, by the way, what was the word? Cap?
Cap.
Use it in a sentence?
No cap.
Okay.
All right, Hannah. You really have to dial it in.
All
okay?
Right, I'm locked in.
Facebook overcame which social media network in 2008 to become the most popular social networking? What did it overcome?
Oh, no. I watched that movie, The Social Network, and that was...
Hannah, you already said it.
Yeah, pretty good
and
movie.
I know I did. And it's...
3 seconds.
Hannah!
I just said it.
You just said it!
3 seconds.
3, 2, 1. Hannah! What?
I'm going to go ahead and steal this one and say MySpace.
The wheels are coming off. Oh, my God.
Does that make it tied?
It does.
We go in a tiebreaker.
Oh, all right.
How did you? I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
It's okay.
All right.
Somebody went out last night.
Oh, my God. Nashies is going to be calling. All right, guys. I guess do you want to do a tiebreaker for this one?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. You have your bells with you?
Yeah.
Okay. What does simp mean?
How do you spell it?
S-I-M-P.
Simp. If I had to use it in a sentence, the first thing that comes to mind is, yo, did you guys take the test last night? It was super simp.
Absolutely not. Hannah.
It's like somebody who's like in deep with somebody who's like would do anything. It's a mostly a guy.
Crushing.
Guys are simps.
Yeah. Hannah won!
All right. Here we go.
I don't know how. She really pulled.
Yeah,
you.
I
mean, honestly,
I was hanging on.
Huh?
I was hanging on.
You really were. You were. Go back over there and sit down. I'm not. This is
bad.
You really didn't earn that. All right, it was another episode of Boomer vs. Zoomer. Hannah, the score is officially 1-0. We'll do it all over again soon when I can get my
act together.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
98PXY traffic.
Happy Halloween. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It has always blown my mind when I hear someone say, I don't believe in ghosts.
I know. It's crazy.
How can you possibly not believe in the afterlife? Have you not seen Ghostbusters or Paranormal Activity?
Literally. Like, what are we doing here, people?
We love this type of stuff on the show, and we love it even more with today being Halloween. And there are some people, though, that love to take it to another level. There are people tonight that are going to go to Mount Hope Cemetery with a Ouija board. Just stay away from the black magic, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon is on the phone with us, and she believes her parents who passed away are responsible for all the creepy things that have been taking place in her house in Brighton. If you think you can top Shannon's story, please Give us a call, 585-252-9800. Let's get her on with us. Hi, good morning, Shannon. Happy Halloween.
Hi, happy Halloween. Big fan of the show.
Spooky.
We're so intrigued. You got to tell us, what's the creepiest story you got for us this morning?
Okay, it's pretty creepy.
Kind of.
So, my parents both passed away in the last few years.
So sorry to hear that.
And they're, thank you. And, you know, their wishes were to be cremated, mm-hmm. and the ashes put in a nice box and be set on our wine rack. That was what they wanted. Okay. And this wine rack has three shelves, and I was instructed to keep my father's ashes on the shelf. And when my mom died, her ashes to be had to be in a completely other room, different room of the house, and they wouldn't tell me why.
Your mom's ashes had to be separated from your dad's. That's what their wish.
Yeah, like. Yeah, that was, it was like dad in one space, my mom on the other.
Uh-huh.
And so my dad passed away in 2016 and my mom in 2019. So it took me a few weeks to find a box for my mom.
Yeah.
And at that time, I kept her ashes in the same room right near my dad's ashes on the same shelf. And so this is, okay. Apparently, someone wasn't happy about this. So outside, we had a doorbell, and every night at 3 a.m., it would start ringing and wake me up.
3 a.m. on the dot.
Yes, every day, every morning at 3 a.m. And I would go out there, and there would be nobody out there, you know.
I would not be answering the door at 3 a.m., Shannon.
Yeah.
No,
like I would look outside and be like, okay, there's nobody outside. So I took the button portion inside so nobody could push it, because I was like, maybe it's kids pranking me. I don't know. Took the button inside, and it would still ring at 3 a.m.
With no doorbell.
And then
what?
No doorbell. And then I took the batteries out, and it still rang at the same time.
What?
And then I broke.
That is.
And then
so
I broke the whole thing apart, and it still rang at 3 a.m.
You crushed it with a hammer, and the damn thing is still ringing at 3 a.m.
Yes.
Why do you think 3 a.m.?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And then our phone began to call. My phone began to call, and it would display my mom's name on the caller ID.
Oh, my God.
Even though the bill was in my name, it was like the phone would call itself.
Right.
But it would be my mom's name on there.
What?
And then also, my dad's guitars, we hung them on the wall next to the wine rack, just, you know, as a memorial.
Sure, yeah.
And the strings started breaking.
The strings on the guitar, just hanging up on the wall.
Yeah. Like, one every few days until, like, there were just, like, two strings left.
And, okay.
Time to call a priest, yeah. Shannon.
No, and all of this stopped as soon as I got my mom a box and put her in the correct spot, like in the opposite room of the house. Nothing has ever happened again. No weirdness, nothing.
They were passed.
Yeah,
you didn't follow. You didn't follow instructions.
No, you didn't follow instructions.
No, I didn't follow instructions.
Wow, you think all this was happening because of that?
Yeah, I think they were. I think my mom was mad because she didn't want to be near my dad. Like,
what's your parents' story? Did they hate each other or what?
Okay, so they talked about divorce for years, but they never ended up doing it. And I think they loved each other, but they just, like, in the same room, they were toxic. And I guess
well, there you have it.
Even after
that probably explains it.
Yeah, it's just, like, toxic spirits in the room. I don't know if, like, they were both mad or just my mom. I don't know. But they were like, get us away from each other. We to death do us, like, fully part.
So you laugh about it now, but at the time, I'm sure you were freaked out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, this was, like, it's a fun story to tell now. But at the time, I felt like I was going crazy.
She's like, it's, like, such a fun, cute story.
Where do you live? Brighton, you said?
Yeah.
So that was your dad ringing the doorbell at 3 a.m. saying, get me the hell away from your mother.
I think so. And then my mom calling to be like, follow the rules.
My God.
So now your dad is displayed on top of the wine rack where he wanted to be. And where's your mom? Her ashes?
In the bathroom.
Yeah, my mom is my mom's in the den, like on the other side of the house.
Oh, like, the opposite toilet.
Opposite side of the house.
Yeah. Perfectly happy now.
Talk about a toxic relationship. Okay.
They were like, we just can't get away from each other. You need to physically move us.
Shannon, that is a great story. Thank you so much.
That's insane.
Sharing it.
Yeah. Love you guys. Thanks, guys. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you listening. All right, happy Halloween. We'll talk soon.
You too. Bye. Okay, bye.
Now, that's a toxic relationship, Breezy.
No, fully. They, even after they pass, they can't get away from each other.
We got other calls coming in right now. 585-252-9800. If you have a creepy story you want to share with us on Halloween.
Please send it our way.
I have shivers running down my spine right now in a good way. In a good way. We'll get to more of your calls and texts coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It's been more than a month since the Rochester Police Department in the city of Rochester implemented roadblocks and put up that special event zone. So they had restrictions in place, but after a busy weekend, I mean, the Bills party was huge. They had that block party, and then they had a Halloween party leading up to that. I mean, the question is, being asked a lot of these business owners, how are they feeling about it? And they really don't know. Mm-hmm. It seems after a month, businesses are pretty split on the street closures. The city is now allowing everyone over 18, not just 21 anymore, to enter the entertainment district after 10 on Saturdays. But some are still, you know, calling for more rollbacks on the restrictions. One owner says, you know, we've been meeting with the city weekly on this. Glad they're here. Glad they recognized our neighborhood. I'm glad they recognized some of the problems that we've been having down at Easton Alexander. I think they're finally starting to adjust some of the things that they were doing. But it seems like they came out the gate a little hot. The ID requirement is gone. And a lot of complaints about that were taking place, which I agree with. You shouldn't have to show your identification to walk from point A to point B. Some say they've seen little to no impact on their business following these closures. Mm-hmm. And they're just glad to see the area become a little safer for the patrons and employees alike.
Right.
How long they continue to do this, I really don't know. It was supposed to be temporary. You know, they're supposed to try and get a gauge on how this was going to affect Easton Alexander. Some of the business owners were pissed when it took place. Others are like, we love it. It's safer. It's more quiet.
Right.
The problem that I've heard people complain about is just the whole Uber situation and not being able to drive through there with barricades. You know?
Which, I mean, it's a mess down there anyways, with or without Uber. So just go somewhere else. I mean, it's not that big of a strip that you can't just walk to the corner.
It's not that big.
Each way, right. I mean, like...
I had dinner at that place, the Alexander. It used to be the old Oxen Stone. And I called an Uber, and, you know, he's like, you got to meet me up the street. Okay, I'll see you in a minute and a half. No problem. Mm-hmm. It's no big deal. But they were doing pat-downs. They were not allowing people to come through there with backpacks. You know, it was getting really violent down in Easton Alexander. It felt like every Monday we came into work, there was a story about a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But... not all of us can spend all of our time at the cannery in Fairport.
Period.
Can't do it. All right, the calls are coming in this morning for Halloween with people sharing their ghost stories or just the creepy things that they've witnessed in their home or someone else's. We'll get to more of your calls after the break. 585-252-9800 is the number. Also, how many of you have ever had a terrible experience with a Ouija board?
Uh-oh.
What happened, and would you allow your kids to use it unsupervised with their friends? It's all coming up next on PXY.
Hi, this is Christina. I just fell into $5,000 just by listening to the Odyssey app.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Halloween, you guys. Thanks for tuning in and starting the day off with us. Shannon called in before the break, lives in Brighton. Shared her story about her parents who passed away, had one wish: keep our ashes in separate rooms.
Yikes.
Shannon failed to do so, and because of it, I mean, strange things were happening. The doorbell would ring every single night at 3 a.m., so she took the batteries out, even removed the doorbell. It would still ring at 3 o'clock in the morning. Her mom's name started showing up on the caller ID of her phone. Eventually, everything finally stopped when she put her parents' ashes in separate rooms. You want to talk about a toxic relationship?
Yikers.
Even after death? And she made mention that before they passed away, they did discuss divorce, but I mean, they never went through with it. We now have Natalie on the phone with us, who called in, wants to share her story. Hi, good morning, Natalie. Is your story super creepy?
Hi, good morning, guys. Yeah, it is.
Tell us about your story. What do you got for us?
All right. So this happened to me in 2015.
Okay.
It was when my niece was like really young, like a baby. I was babysitting her, and she's in a bouncer at my sister's house. Mm-hmm. And I left her in the bouncer so that I could go to the kitchen and grab some water.
Okay.
My sister and my brother-in-law have these two dogs, and they were like sniffing and licking at my niece's head.
Okay.
Because like I could hear her giggling from the other room. I knew she was having fun. Then, like out of nowhere in the house, the temperature drops like 15 degrees, and it's 40 degrees in the house. And then I hear this loud wooden snap.
A snap. Got
it. Like a thick piece of wood had been like snapped in half or something.
Okay,
right? Sure.
And like,
not the baby breaking in half.
So I freak out and I run into the room where the baby is. And for some reason, I couldn't understand. It smelled like strong, like shoe polish.
Oh, interesting.
And that freaks me out. So it's, and then the dogs are like huddled in the corner whimpering. And my niece is just like staring at the ceiling. And it's cold and it smells like shoe polish. And the dogs are cowering.
I don't even know what shoe polish smells like.
Oh, it's musty. It's strong.
Right? It's really like...
It smells like my grandpa.
Right, it's stringent and it's a bit pungent. And yeah, it's really weird. So I took my niece and we went to a different room. When my sister finally came home, I told her what had happened.
Uh-huh.
And she got really nervous. And she went, "Did you happen to smell anything specific, like shoe polish?"
Wow.
And I freak out.
Okay.
Like, all of a sudden, my eyes go big, and I'm like, yes, how did you even know that?
She's like, I used to work at a shoe depot.
What's the correlation?
It's crazy. Okay, a year ago, her neighbor said that the guy who used to live here, his name was Charles,
mm-hmm.
and he used to work at a company in Rochester called Shinola, and it went out of business in the 60s.
Shinola?
It was a shoe polish company, and this guy, Charles, was the previous owner of the house. He had died like 10 years before his wife sold it.
Okay.
And so then my sister says, "Oh, yeah, yeah. He likes to follow her around, my niece, you know, likes to follow her around. And you can always tell it's him because the dogs freak out and it gets cold and it smells like shoe polish."
Shoe polish. Did the guy fall into a tub of shoe polish before he died?
So weird.
Because he's just working at the company. He just, that's his thing. I don't know.
And so when you came into the kitchen that day, Natalie, your little niece, who's in like a little bouncer, is staring at the ceiling?
Yeah.
That's creepy. Oh, that's so creepy.
Weird.
I would have freaked out. And then your sister's like, "Oh, this happens all the time."
Yeah. I never, ever believed in this kind of stuff. Like, this is bonkers. But it actually happened to me. So, like, I don't know how to not believe it now.
Charles is walking around reeking up the house.
Fully.
That's a great story, Natalie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Happy Halloween.
Old Man Withers just shining his shoes in the living room.
Old Man Withers.
Classic.
All right. Have a good one, Natalie. Talk soon.
Thanks. Bye.
You guys got to be careful for Old Man Withers.
It's so important to keep your eye out for Old Man Withers.
So back to my main question. How many of you are totally against using a Ouija board? And would you allow your kids to use it unsupervised? I've had my personal experiences with Ouija boards. I will never, ever again use them. And the number one rule I've been taught recently is never use a Ouija board by yourself. Mm. Well, those idiots down the hall, Bizzano and Sandy, sent me to a cemetery during a show on Halloween years back to use a Ouija board by myself at a specific person's grave who was supposedly responsible for killing half of his family. And here I am. And by the way, I asked the groundkeeper, "You know where so-and-so's grave is?" He took me right to it. And here I am. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm using this Ouija board. And after that, we did it live on the air, and we had everybody calling me saying, you didn't close the portal. You didn't say goodbye. I'm like, what?
Not the portal.
Anybody know what that, how that works? 585-252-9800.
I'm so confused.
CJ, when we were talking to Natalie, was texting in, and he says, myself, my friends Tom and Avneet were using a Ouija board in my basement, and Avneet's had a brother pass away a couple of years back in a tragic car accident. Tom and I did not know Avneet's brother's name. The name was very Indian, but the Ouija board spelled Avneet's brother's name, and Avneet totally freaked out. This was the scariest thing that has ever happened when using a Ouija board.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've only used one Ouija board with my cousins in a basement, and I thought the whole thing was BS, but what do I know?
Nothing happened?
Well, I'm like, you're moving it with your finger. Like,
oh, I don't know.
You're telling me it's levitating? Please. Please. Give me a break.
I've seen some things.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
My sister and I once decided to make one out of paper and tried it in the apartment hallway. We never thought in a million years that we would actually yield any results. But as soon as we wrote hello and asked a question, all the lights in the hallway of the apartment started flickering. We got so scared we ran inside our apartment, burned the piece of paper in the shower tub. This is not, I believe all of this. I know you're skeptical, but you always are. Sherry says, hi guys, so many people have no idea how to use one of these things. A Ouija board is not a toy. And Moose is right, it is a portal to speak with the dead or any other spirits that are being invited to communicate. Mm-hmm. And it blows my mind that they sell stuff like this in toy stores. If someone uses it, you have to say goodbye. You have to say it out loud. Yes. It's a way of closing a portal on a spiritual level to end the communication. I just don't recommend using it. And the number one rule is not to use them alone, which is what
period. You're like in a dark rave, like alone. Did.
Yeah.
You weren't alone. You were with him. You're good.
Oh, no my worries. God. Never do that again. The very next day, I hit a deer with my car, right? I'm parked at a red light. A deer comes running out of the trees on Vintage Lane, mm-hmm. slams into my door. So our producer at the time, when my car goes in the shop, he's like, I'll give you my car. You can use mine. So then I use his car. I'm driving from Brockport. It's 4:30 in the morning. He has a half a tank of gas. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, Breezy, all of a sudden the needle goes bloop, runs out of gas.
Stop.
I'm sitting there in Brockport in the middle of nowhere. I had to call Spizzano to come and pick me up. Things just bizarre kept happening
That's so weird.
They invited a woman to come in and do a cleanse on me, if you will. A spiritual cleanse. And she's like, you have all types of entities attached to you, and they're not good.
She's like, oh, honey, you're backed up. Like, that's a Taco Bell from last night.
Can you get rid of them? Well, I'm going
to
try.
You're running to the bathroom. Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, listen, that's crazy. That's really nuts. And it just goes to show you really committed to the bit, and you would really do just about anything to be famous on the radio. And it paid off. I mean, here we are.
What are you doing right now? God.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, 77 for the high today. Happy Halloween, you guys. Denise sent us a message. Hey, can you guys read this? I want to know if this is my responsibility to have to pay. So she writes in, I'm reading this message and I'm like, oh, well, I know what direction I'm taking.
No, fully. Okay.
Hi, guys. Thanks for reading this. I borrowed a friend's car over the weekend while mine was in the shop. It's not a nice car.
Oh, my God. Gee. It's not her dragging her.
It's somewhat of an old beater, but I really needed to borrow it. Well, I got a flat. And discovered there was no spare. Who does not keep a spare tire? And when I couldn't reach my friend, I had to call a tow truck. And a new tire put on. I had to get a new tire put on because they said the tire was so bad, it could not be repaired. I love when women just drive and drive and drive until the tires are so bald, Like, do I need
falling off the car?
Do I need a replacement?
Remember when I was driving, and for like 3 months it was like, hey, put air in your tire, and then it exploded on the throughway.
I do remember that. You were in Syracuse.
Yes.
When I finally got a hold of my friend, she didn't seem surprised at all or even sympathetic and made no mention of sharing the cost of the tow truck or the new tire. I'm broke and she knows it. Oh. I was expecting to pay for the tow, but should I have to buy her a new tire? She says yes. She never mentioned the car had bad tires. I just want to hear other people's opinions on who should pay what, because I should not be held responsible for having to pay for the tow truck or the tire. Thanks. Okay, Denise, you borrowed it, you broke it, you pay for it.
Damn.
That includes both the tire and the tow truck. That's my opinion.
No, I don't agree. She has to pay for the tow 100% because her friend...
What?
She has to pay for the tow 100%.
Yeah, she has to pay for the tow.
But the tire, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How do you figure?
Because the tire would have blown either with her or the next day after.
Breeze,
so
when you borrow someone's vehicle, you bring it back with the gas tank filled, okay? And you bring it back
with brand new tires? No!
She broke it. She broke it, okay?
Which is like, when you borrow someone's car, here's what you're going to do. You're going to fill up the gas tank. You're going to get a full detail. You're going to get a car wash and a whole new set of tires and maybe even a backup set, too.
Yeah.
You want to borrow my car? I'll throw you the keys right now. No, genuinely.
You bring it back in better shape that they gave it to you in, okay? That's just the rule of thumb. 585-252-9800. Should Denise pay for both or split the cost with whoever gave her this piece of crap?
Also, not for nothing, but like, I know this is a controversial topic, so I'll steer as clear as I can, but like, snow tires are supposed to be put on your car around this time. So what? She's going to buy one brand new tire?
You don't need
she's
snow
gonna...
tires. Like, you may
what
need...
do you need snow tires?
You need snow tires because you're a terrible driver. But people like
that is simply not... Well, I am a terrible driver, but that's not true.
Most of us have seasonal tires. Mine are seasonal. I don't need...
I don't know what seasonal means.
All year round, baby. All year round. You got to switch...
Don't say seasonal. Say all season. No, I'm pissed.
All season tires. Sure. Tina says this woman should pay half. The friend went out of her way to help her, so she should do right by her. At least pay for the tow truck and let the friend buy a new tire because she needed one to begin with.
Period.
Nope. Responsibility of the driver. This Denise girl screwed up, so you pay for it. Who else is here? I kind of agree with Breezy. This car was a piece of crap, so why should you be responsible for covering both the tire and the tow truck?
That's like, okay... Okay, picture this. There's different scenarios for different instances, right? So if you're flying down 490, going 80 in a work zone, and you get a ticket in her car, which they're doing nowadays, so be careful, you have to pay that, obviously. It was your choice to go speed. You didn't choose to get in the car. Your lack of knowledge of the status of the car, the status of the tires, it's not your car.
No, she said it herself.
It's their
she said it herself.
Car.
She goes, I know it was a beater, okay? She decided to drive it. It's her responsibility as soon as she gets behind that wheel.
Period.
Who's this person? What is Breezy talking about? If someone borrowed her car and got a flat tire, there's no way in hell Breezy would let that slide. She's full of it.
Genuinely, who is that? Give me their number right now, because you know what? They're probably right, but at the same time, don't call me out like that.
She's not wrong.
Also, not for nothing, but I'm so mad right now. No, I'm so mad. Because, listen, I understand. I get it, right? But when it comes to cars, I don't understand what's going on. And I feel like everyone's trying to screw me. Regardless.
Well, yeah.
So then, oh, what? I blow a tire and then I go to some tire shop and they're like, so it's going to be like $6,000 for one tire?
Breezy is the type of person who will absolutely 100% pay for premium air. $100 a tire. She'll put premium air in it as opposed to regular air. That's Breezy.
Period. Wow. I'm easy. I need to meditate. No, I need to take a lap. This person says... Split the cost of the tire.
split the cost
of
the tire.
If this was the case, no. If this was the case, all of my friends would be driving my car because I would want them to pay for everything.
I think
it's so stupid.
I think it's generous of Denise to even offer to pay for the tow truck. Her friend who loaned her the car should pay for that too.
I think she should pay for the tow truck. She found herself in that situation. But the tire, it's not. Here's my thing.
She gave her a busted tire.
No, I like to buy things that I can utilize. I'm not buying something that is you're just going to ride off into the sunset with. And also not for nothing.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait a second.
No.
This is a perfect example, but I'll let you finish.
No, because you know what? Oh, cool. I'm going to buy you one brand new tire, and then the rest of your tires are falling off. It's not going to matter in 3 months when your other tire blows.
It's the principle, though, Breezy.
No, it's not.
Do you remember when you went to that party in college and you threw up all over your friend's beanbag? That brand new $300 beanbag chair?
It was a love sack, and it was like $3,000, but yeah.
Okay, what happened with that love sack? What did they tell you to do?
I had to pay for it.
You had to pay for it. Why?
Because I puked on it.
Because you puked on it.
But listen to me. That was my choice to drink too much. That was my choice. It wasn't my choice to deflate air in the tire like the Patriots deflate their football. Wasn't my choice.
I wish there was just one show we can do without you getting on here and just gaslighting everybody.
No, no, that's not going to happen.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance at winning $5,000 every day.
Every day.
7 days a week.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Happy Halloween. We got to break down our favorite past Halloween costumes because there are so many of them.
There's so many.
At least for me in the last 40 years. I'm fine, really.
My God. Get a grip, bro. I think that was like such a wide-eyed awakening this morning when I said, Moose, do you have any past Halloween costumes you would like me to post in the Halloween montage shout out that I'm doing on Instagram? He's like, no, like, I don't really. Well, there might be one. He sent me 7 costumes. He's like, I couldn't possibly. Airdrops me like 9 photos. I'm like, right, of course.
Yeah, here they are.
So with that being said, I was thinking, why don't we go through some of our past Halloween costumes and rank our faves? Because I have mine for sure. And I know you pass up no opportunity to dress up whatsoever.
That's right.
So we'll do that. And then we'll go through like some of the most popular Halloween costumes over this past decade.
We know what the number one costume was last year. It was Barbie. What is it this year for 2024?
This year, I'm not really. Hannah, please look that up. I'm not really too sure. Right. What people are going to be or what was the most popular. But I think what I love about Halloween, what I did love about Halloween so much was I loved being super niche. I didn't like doing things that everybody else was going to be. Like I liked having people.
Oh, Beetlejuice. Yes, yeah, that tracks. Of course. I was going to say, you got to think of what's the hottest movie coming out. And yes, it's the remake of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. So if you go to our Instagram at 98pxyrochester, we posted some of our past Halloween costumes up there for you. This year, my girlfriend and I were chimp crazy. So if you haven't seen that docuseries on HBO Max, it's basically Tiger King, but with chimps. This girl named Tanya is absolutely crazy. She's literally like,
she's in love with an ape.
Insane. And she's in love with a chimp. So I was Tanya and my girlfriend was a literal chimp, full-fledged costume. And then Moose is riding a Harley Davidson in a Robin costume. Did you get this professionally done?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It took a lot of shots.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
This one gets the crowd going hard. Picture it. It's 2005.
How old were you?
I'm in fifth grade.
You're 9 years old.
Uh-huh. And I looked at my parents and I was like, I want to be goth for Halloween.
You want to be goth?
They're like, you want to be goth? I'm like, yeah, I just want to be like goth. Like, that's going to be my costume. They're like, okay, you're deeply disturbed. So if you go to our Instagram at 98pxyrochester, give us a follow. I'll follow you back.
Now, I have to
have a full yellow mohawk with a clothespin through my nose.
That's my favorite photo of you. A young Breezy.
The eyeliner.
Now, if you scroll all the way down to those photos, you're going to see the last picture. And I just want to clear this up. Most people think in that photo that I dressed up as a pimp. That is not the case. That is Leon. And Leon is a vacuum cleaner salesman. And he goes door to door to sell vacuums. Yes, he has a goatee and wears a fur coat with a lot of gold chains. But he is not a pimp. Nothing he does is illegal. Probably one of my all-time favorite Halloween costumes.
Is Leon someone you made up?
Yeah.
That is just a character you made up in your own head.
That is a popular Halloween costume because the year later, everybody was going as vacuum cleaner salesman.
Who? What year was
People
this?
In, like, California. In 2000
I don't believe anything that's coming out of your mouth right now.
2012. You weren't there. You had to be there,
Hannah
though.
Hannah has to do research. Google was 2012 the year for vacuum salesman Halloween?
No. Click on Leon Halloween costumes 2012.
I just don't understand. I talked about this, what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago? I was in college. I went behind the back of a dumpster at the movie theater at the cinema
in
Oswego.
Yes.
I got the leftover popcorn. They gave it to me. And then I just individually hot glued pieces of popcorn to my wife beater. And we actually got after it. What is this? An anteater?
No, that's Elf. Does any of you guys, 585-252-9800, remember the TV show Elf from the 90s?
No.
One of my favorite shows of all time. Yeah, you... I know we've talked about Elf on this show. So basically, Elf was like his UFO crashed on Earth in a suburban garage. Okay, his spaceship is beyond repair. He's ugly. He's short. He's got a really bad attitude. He loves eating cats. Okay, and
you're so weird.
A family just kind of takes him into their home, and it was a sitcom in the 90s, and it was huge. Yeah, okay. That was one of my favorite shows.
Wow, very neat.
It was on NBC for a long time.
Thank you for tapping into that. when I was in college, all the girlies would dress up as iPods. So we would get duct tape dresses on, which,
yeah.
To my surprise, you were supposed to put a cloth dress underneath the duct tape. I just duct taped it to my skin.
Oh.
So that was tough.
Oh, did you really?
I
Why?
Did. I don't. I was probably already drunk when I was putting it on. But anyways, iPod, duct tape dresses, all of the things. I absolutely love it. 2010, the most popular costume was Lady Gaga.
Yes, Lady Gaga.
2011, the most popular costume was Snooki in The Situation. Which, I mean, we love the Jersey Shore. Do we not?
we love Jersey Shore. Jeanette wants to know if she can get in on this. She goes, "Hi guys, good morning. Funniest one in recent memory, someone dressed as a CVS receipt."
Mm-hmm.
They had like 2 feet of paper with all the coupons and rewards and everything printed on it. That is a tedious costume to make.
I think one of my favorite things about Halloween is like you take a really, really pretty girl. Like she knows she's drop dead gorgeous. And she could rock any sexy Halloween costume. But she decides to go as, like, the grandma from Shrek 2.
Yeah.
It's like, go off. You know what I mean? Like, go all the way off.
So good. I love the creative ones, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tornado once. I had chickens, cows, barns, trees all attached to my black dress. And when people asked what I was, I just started spinning.
Oh. Dude,
that's creative.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right. Coolio.
You remember Heidi Klum wore that costume? She was just a giant worm?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Was that for Halloween or was that just carpet?
Yeah, I think it was like a Halloween red carpet event she went to.
Right.
It was phenomenal.
So good. So good.
Hannah, favorite Halloween costume of all time?
That I've done or in general?
That you've done. Come on over. Hold on, guys. She has to walk over the mic.
I have to speak on this for a moment. In middle school, I was a candy wrapper.
Yeah.
So I had like a backwards hat and a gold chain, and then I just taped candy wrappers to my sweatshirt.
Was it like a slutty costume?
No, it was a cool costume. Yeah, I was 12.
Oh, I misread that.
So it was candy wrapper.
Wow, Hannah, that's super original. I love that.
It's like an old butterscotch candy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, for everyone dressing up tonight, you will not need to, like we've been saying, you will not need to wear a jacket. It's going to be a high of 78.
Yeah, almost 80 degrees. We're setting records here tonight. And also, by the way, guys, I know some of you are going to go trick-or-treating tonight. Whatever you choose to do, just be safe. Pay attention to your surroundings. You know, brass knuckles, stun guns, tasers, the ball and chain with the spikes.
Pepper spray if you guys need any. A lot of pepper spray. It's like
putting the fear in people in their neighborhoods. We're just, you know, we're looking after you. That's all. Happy Halloween, you guys. PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.